我们最近读经的进度啊，有读过尼希米记。
Lately, we have read the book of Nehemiah.
啊，尼希米记是重建圣城的一个历史记录。
Nehemiah foretells the rebuilding of the wall, the history behind it.
啊，有时候我们常常觉得我们不是犹太人，怎么需要读犹太人的历史？
Sometimes we think to ourselves, we're not Jewish, so why do we have to read the history of the Jews?
因为圣经有双层的意义。
But in the Bible has everything a purpose.
第一个就是字面的意思。
In the Bible, there is the meaning of face value.
那这个就是犹太人的历史。
And so actually, this is the history of the Jews.
但是里面有属灵的含义。
But yet inside there's spiritual meaning.
这个就是我们每天在走天国路，我们要学习的功课。
And that is that every day walking on this heavenly path, and what we need to learn from it.
圣城就是建筑在耶路撒冷。
And this holy city is actually built in Jerusalem.
里面有圣殿。
And inside is the holy temple.
这个殿就是从所罗门造的。
And this holy temple was built by Solomon.
那在旷野是会幕。
And in the wilderness, it was the tabernacle.
是神降临与人同在的地方。
And that is a place where God dwells with men.
那在尼希米之前，我们都看过他们违背神。
And before Nehemiah, we saw how the people had strayed away from God.
所以后来就被掳到巴比伦。
And then later they were held in a captivity by Babylon.
经过70年又回来重新建造这个殿。
And it passed 70 years and then once again to come rebuild the
temple. 那这个建完的殿呢，就是第二个殿。
And after rebuilding the temple was this second temple.
那我们真教会从使徒时代就有。
And the true church started from the apostolic times.
那中间有一段时间是空白。
And in the interim, there was a time of a blankness.
空白就是第二十世纪开始圣灵停降。
Rather, it was the stopping or halting of the Holy Spirit.
那一直到二十世纪初期，圣灵在降临，建设了教会。
It was not until the 20th century in which the Holy Spirit descended again on the true church.
所以这个重建圣殿也可以指着重建真教会。
So the rebuilding of the holy temple we can see is the reestablishment of the true church.
或者我们可以把它指作我们在地方教会怎么来建立我们的教会。
And we can also think of it at the local church level. How can we build up the church?
那我们现在来看尼希米记的第一章。
Let's now look at the book of Nehemiah chapter 1.
尼希米记的第一章。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
尼希米记第一章
Nehemiah chapter 1
第二节
Verse 2 The Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.
第三节
Verse 3 And they said to me, The survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach.The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
在第一节里面说，尼希米他在苏珊城的宫里面。
And in verse 1, it says Nehemiah was dwelling in Shushan, the citadel.
那他是被掳当中一个非常蒙福的一个青年。
And he himself was a very blessed and gifted individual.
那他是在宫殿里面做什么？
And what was he doing in the citadel?
如果我们看十一节最后一句，我是做王的酒政。
We can see at the end of verse 11, he was the king's cupbearer.
就是在管理王的饭食。
And he was in charge of matters in the cooking in the kitchen.
这个表示他是受王所信任的。
And so he was one that was recognized by the king.
因为管理王的饭食这跟王的安全有关系。
Regarding the food matters, this was directly related to the king.
那一个青年他蒙 王所看重，又住在王宫里面。
He was a youth that was looked or regarded by the king.
我们会想说，哦，他会怎么生活？
Then we wonder how did he live?
过一个很舒服的生活。
Did he live a very comfortable life?
是大家所羡慕的生活。
Everyone would think that this is a life that is admired by all.
但是尼希米的不同哈。就是他的心智。
But the difference in Nehemiah was from his heart.
圣经说一生的果效是从心发出来的。
In the Bible it says all the fruits of the Holy Spirit come from the heart.
我们会活出什么样的生活，其实就是由我们的心来决定。
What kind of life we live is determined from our heart.
那在第二节我们刚刚读的，他虽然身在王宫里面，但是他的心呢是在几千里的耶路撒冷。
Even though he was born in this kingdom, his heart was still among the Jews.
为什么？因为他爱耶路撒冷。
Why is it that he loved Jerusalem?
因为他爱神。
Because he loved God.
因为对他来讲，信仰太重要了。
Because
神太重要。
Because to him, faith and God were ever the more important.
所以他在王宫里面，他的心在想到千里之外的耶路撒冷。
And so in his heart, when he was in this kingdom, he thought of this thousand-mile-away Jerusalem.
那我们怎么知道他在想耶路撒冷？
Why? How do we know that he was thinking about Jerusalem?
因为第二节哈，有一个弟兄哈拿尼同几个人从犹大来，那他问他什么？
And in verse 2, he says, Hanani, one of my brethren, had come from Judah and asked,concerning the Jews.
所以有时候我们遇到一些从远地来的朋友，我们认识的人，我们会问什么？
And when we come to meet far away visiting members, what do we ask of them?
当如果我们非常渴慕神，非常关心教会，
If we are very much yearning and thirsting for God and the church,
很自然的，我们谈话的内容，我们问的事情都是关乎信仰。
So very naturally, the things we ask of are regarding the God and faith in the church. Because this is what concerns or matters concerning of the heart.
那他听说这个耶路撒冷的光景不是很好。
And then they had heard about the situation or condition of Jerusalem was not that good.
所以他在第四节哈。他就坐下来哭泣悲哀几日。
So that is why he in verse 4 sat down and wept.
因为他的心确实是关心耶路撒冷。
Because his heart was very concerned about Jerusalem.
在圣经里面至少有两个人住在王宫里面，但是他对当时的信仰情况感觉到不满足。
And then there are at least two people in the Bible that lived in the palace. And then regarding their faith, they were not satisfied.
Yeah. 一个就是摩西。
One is Moses.
那另外一个就是尼希米。
And secondly is Nehemiah.
他们都是自由的人。
They were both of freedom.
但是住在王宫里面，他的心并不在王宫里面。
But while in the palace, their hearts were not in the palace.
他们的心是在神的事情上。
But yet their hearts were on the matters of God.
我们在这个世界上有两种的不满足。
And in this world, we have two types of discontentment.
一种是世界上的。
And that is one of the world, that you are not content from of the world.
那这会带给我们在世界上进步。
And this will bring upon some improvement or progress in society.
那有时候这会带给我们有一些世俗的忧愁。
And perhaps this will bring us type of anxieties.
那另外一种不满足是属灵的。
And there are another type of discontentment is from spiritual.
我们对自己的灵性不满足。
And that we are not content with our faith or spirituality.
这个叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
And this is the godly sorrow.
这样就会产生追求的动力。
And this will allow us to have the power and pursuit.
那另外一个就是对教会的不满足。
And then there is another discontentment regarding to the church.
我们对教会的现况觉得不满足。
We are not content about the situation in church.
我们的宣道工作，我们的牧养工作。
Our evangelical and pastoral work.
那这种不满足也可以引导变成我们关心教会，为教会做一些事情的一个动力。
This lack of contentment will allow us to a moving power for us to improve in certain works.
所以不满足并不是不好。
To be discontent doesn't mean it is not good.
因为这常常代表我们的心的一种关心。
This will tell us about the matters of our heart.
会带给我们灵性的进步教会的进步。
It will bring about the progress in our church and spirituality.
但是呢有时候我们在回想我们自己。
Then when we often recollect upon ourselves,
到底我是谁?
Who am I?
圣经里面说我们是瓦器。
I am a clay vessel.
这个瓦器就是很脆弱，掉下去就破掉了。
This clay vessel is quite fragile. Once dropped, it breaks.
第二个瓦器没有什么价值。
Secondly, this clay vessel has not much value.
到处都是泥土。
And all over is clay.
所以我们是一个瓦器。有时候我们再想想看到底我们能够做什么。
So as clay vessels, we say to ourselves, what can we do?
我就发现我们自己确实能做什么很少。
Then we start realizing that what we can do is actually very little.
因为我们这是瓦器。
And because we are clay vessels.
但是如果我们愿意被神所用。
But if we are willing to be used by God.
这个瓦器就能够在神的恩典能力下来完成神的工作。
Then this clay vessel under God's guidance has an ability to do something for God.
那这就是第二章，我们看尼希米记第二章。
And this is what is recorded in Nehemiah chapter 2.
第二章的第八节。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 8. Verse 8. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy.And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me.
这个第八节最后说神施恩的手在帮助我。
In the end of verse 8, it says, according to the God, good hand of my God.
神看不见。
God cannot be seen.
当然神施恩的手也看不见。
And of course, his hand cannot be seen either.
但是如果有那只看不见的手在后面帮助我们。
If there's this invisible hand behind us that's helping us,
就发现我们要为教会做的事情，或者我们自己灵性的成长，就一直在进步。
Then we realize, and the things that matters in helping the church and in our faith, then you'll see it'll grow.
所以神施恩的手，这是一个关键。
So this God's gracious hand is actually a starting period.
我们在第一章里面看到人的努力。
And in verse 1, chapter 1, we see the pursuit of men.
就是尼希米的努力。
Which is the effort that Nehemiah put in.
那这个努力是人的本分。
And so this effort is actually the status or...
那如果人而努力，但是没有这个看不见的手，也不没有办法做什么。
If you persevere and put in effort, if you don't put in the effort, then what is it that you can do?
但是人的努力加上神的施恩的手就能够把耶路撒冷的城墙盖起来。
So man's effort plus God's guidance will allow this, and for example, this wall to be built.
所以有时候教会没有成长很可能是我们的努力不够。
And so when we say when church does not grow, perhaps it is our effort is not fully put forth.
但是有时候也可能是缺乏那个施恩的手在帮助我们。
But yet what really might be is that it lacks God's gracious hand.
但也有可能两个都有。
Perhaps there are both those elements.
我们的本分做得不够神施恩的手也不是很清楚。
Rather that we have not done enough, or rather, there also isn't God's gracious hand behind it.
那如果我们人尽了本分,
if we enter in our due diligence,
好像我们上一次查考以斯帖,
just like last time, we had studied the book of Esther.
他已经尽了本分, 去见王了, 尽了他的本分。
So she went to take on her steed,
也禁食了三天了,
meeting the king, and also fasted for three days.
那神施恩的手帮助他。
And this God's gracious hand had guided her.
感动了王。
And moved the king's heart.
就把他的使命完成了，解救了以色列百姓不必被杀掉。
And allowed her to accomplish her mission so that the Jews would be saved.
然后在这里我们就来看尼希米到底做什么。
Then we can see here, what exactly did Nehemiah do?
为什么神施恩的手在后面能够帮助他？
Why was God's gracious hand behind him, helping him?
当然我们刚刚读的第一章的第二节在提到他的心在神的事情上。
And in verse, chapter 1, verse 2, we see that the matters of his heart are on God.
这是最关键的。
And this is the most fundamental.
因为我们拜神要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
Because when we worship God, we have to use our spirit and spirit and truth and our heart.
服侍神要用心来做。
When we serve God, we must use our heart to do His work.
那这样我们的侍奉才能够得到神的纪念。
So that is when our servitude will be remembered by God.
如果有外表的动作缺乏内心，我们的侍奉会变成是一种机械式的。
But if we have outward action and no heart of servitude, then what we do is almost meaningless.
那这样的侍奉就会很难有什么果效，因为这只是一种外在的动作。
So rather, the servitude that you serve with outward actions won't really bear fruit.
那我们对教会的这个关心当然出于我们对圣经的话的认识。
And so our concern toward the church is something that we can come to recognize from the Bible.
那有时候也是圣灵的感动。
And it is also through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
神的爱的感动。
And the movement of God's love.
所以有更多人会从心里来关心教会。
And that is why there are ever more the amount of people that would come to worship the church.
大家的心能够回到教会，这个就是圣工的发展的起点。
When your hearts can go back to the church, and that is the start of the holy work in the church.
都像尼希米一样。
And it is all like Nehemiah.
虽然我们的生活环境好像是在王宫里面。
Even though our environment is like living in the palace of a kingdom.
但是我们大家都在关心神国的事情。
Yet we are so concerned with the kingdom of God.
那从第四节开始。
And in verse, starting from verse 4.
一直到十一节。
Until verse 11.
这是尼希米尽他做要服侍神的一个本分。
And so there is a quintessential matter in how in Nehemiah's servitude here.
就是他的祷告。
That is his prayer.
所以那个施恩的手会帮助他这个跟第一章有非常重要的关系。
The good hand of God has helped him. That is because of what happened in chapter 1.
因为有神施恩的手所以很多不可能的事情变成可能。
Because the good hand of God was guiding, all the impossible became possible.
因为从第二章开始
And starting from chapter 2,
我们看第二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1. And verse 1. It came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king.Now, I had never been sad in his presence before.
这个地方说在王面前呢，他有愁容。
And before the king, he was sad.
然后第二节。
In verse 2, Therefore the king said to me, Why is your face sad, since you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid.
因为这个王看他带有愁容啊，他为什么会怕？
So king saw that he was saddened. Why was he sorrow of heart?
因为大家都喜欢带给人快乐的人。
Because obviously you want to be met with happiness.
那在服侍王带有愁容，很可能他就被解雇了。
And so serving the king, if there's sadness, there must be something that is bothering him.
他应该是带给王喜乐。
He must bring the happiness to the king.
所以他知道王看起来他很愁烦，他很害怕。
So the king saw that he was so sad and frightened.
但是因为神在后面在带领。
But because God is behind, he's guiding.
所以王看到他的愁烦，这个变成一个事情转变的开始。
And so when king saw this sorrowfulness in his heart. This was a turning point.
这个变成他可以向王讲出他的原因，求王帮助的一个开始。
That was allowing Nehemiah to be able to talk about what was on his mind and start what needed to happen.
所以我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4. Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven.
这个我王就问他说，那你要求什么？
Then the king asked him, "What is it that you request?"
然后第五节
Verse 5, And I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tomb, that I may rebuild it."
所以从第五节开始啊，他就把握这个机会，就提到他需要什么。
So verse 5 says here, he took hold of the opportunity in what he wanted to ask from the king.
第一个，他希望能够回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
Firstly, he wanted to return back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
那王他是没有拜天上真神的。
The king himself, he is not a worshiper of the one true God.
那这个九正要去盖圣殿，这个殿是来拜王所没有拜的神。
So this cupbearer is going to go rebuild a wall, and the king doesn't even believe in this God.
然后又问他说你要去多久？
And then the king asked, "How long will your journey be?"
结果这个王又答应了。
And so it is that the king promised.
然后又给他材料。
And he even gave him materials.
让他回去可以建圣殿。
Is to allow him to go rebuild the wall.
然后又派人带领他看保护他平安。
And also those to take care of him.
所以这一些事情啊，一直在发展，就是神在后面帮助。
All of this advancing is really God helping behind it all.
所以我们在教会做圣工哦，我们要求神帮助我们。
And when we are doing holy work in the church, we ask God to guide us and help us.
这样啊，我们做的就能够成立。
So that what we can do can be established.
那尼希米他本身又做了什么？
So basically, essentially, what did Nehemiah do?
他不是祷告完他就睡觉了。
So after praying, he didn't just go to sleep.
那从第十一节开始。
And starting from verse 11.
他在耶路撒冷住了三天。
He lived in Jerusalem for 3 days.
那他没有人告诉人要做什么。
He didn't tell anyone what is it that he was going to do.
因为时机还没有成熟，把这个意念讲出来会造成更大的阻力。
Because things weren't ready yet, and if he did say anything, then it was not the right time.
所以十三节他晚上就出到城外，要了解这个整个城的情况。
And it was at night time he went out to see, do a survey of the situation.
所以他的心里面已经有一个负案要为这个耶路撒冷怎么做。
So in his heart, he already had somewhat of a plan on what to do for Jerusalem.
可见他有祷告的本分，他有重建耶路撒冷的计划。
He had the essence of prayer, and he also had a plan of what to do.
这个是人的本分。
And this is the responsibility or due diligence of man.
那除了这个本分之外，现在关键就是他的祷告。
So other than this, there was one more important matter, which is prayer.
我们现在看第一章的第四节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 4.
他怎么祷告？
How did he pray?
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
最后说，在神的面前禁食祈祷。
And it was before the God of heaven, I was fasting and praying.
有时候我们的祷告，除了平常祷告之外还不够，在禁食祷告就更有力量。
So sometimes it is not enough just to pray, but we gain more power from fasting and prayer.
当然禁食不要流于形式。
So fasting, we should not think about other things.
不要变成形式。
Let's not treat it be a formality.
那这个禁食会产生很大的功效。
Then fasting will actually be very effective.
有一次有一个教会的这个负责人在提到他们教会的宣道工作。
Once there was a church council member when he was talking about the work of evangelism at the church.
他在讲这个负责宣道的人换来换去。
He kept saying that how the evangelism board members kept switching.
有一阵子洗礼很多，有一阵子洗礼就比较少。
They said one time baptism had a lot of being baptized, and other times were few.
大家都很认真在做工。
But everyone was very conscientious in this holy work.
那为什么会差有这个差别呢
？But why is there this difference?
结论就是祷告。
And the conclusion is the matter of prayer.
谁负责，谁能够带领大家认真祷告，一般宣道都比较有果效。
And whoever is in the lead of, can lead everyone to pray, that can be the evangelism's effectiveness. But if in church there's just a lot of events,
看起来很热闹，很多人,
looks very active and lively, a lot of people,
不一定, 受洗人会很多。
This may not determine that there are a lot of people being baptized.
很多人再加上迫切祷告。
When there's a lot of people plus very fervent prayers.
那这样有神施恩的手在帮助我们教会的圣工就会发展。
That is when the good and gracious hand of God is guiding the work in the church.
所以我们教会里面在联恩会的前一个月有这个禁食祷告。
So that's why in our church, right, 1 month right before our spiritual convocation, we have fasting prayer.
这照着我们做得到的范围我们来关心教会为教会祷告
This is based on a doable type behavior that is where we concern our matter of the church
事实上我们的体验如果我们真的很关心这样很专心很迫切甚至禁止祷告到最后结果都是非常感谢神
If we really focus and really have a fervency in our prayer then in the end there will be fruition
好我们现在回来看第一章尼希米记第一章
Let's look back at Nehemiah chapter 1.
第一章的第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 5. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments.
第六节。
Verse 6. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open.That you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned.
第七节。
Verse 7. We have acted very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances, which you commanded your servant Moses.
在这里，除了禁食祷告之外，尼希米就是悔改的祷告。
Other than fasting prayer, this prayer was marked by repentance.
那我们仔细看这个尼希米他没有说主啊，你赦免他们，他们都犯罪了。
In Nehemiah's prayer, he didn't say, God, please forgive them, for they have transgressed.
在我们刚刚读的圣经他说，我们承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。
He says here, your servants is of Israel, confess the sins children. Of Israel, which we have sinned against you. That is, my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted so very corruptly against you. Have not kept the law of Moses.
So, in here, we can see this repentance is not just about yourself.
And for repentance and forgiveness includes yourself inside of it.
那悔改就是除掉我们跟神中间的障碍。
And to be repentance means you put away your sin.
障碍，把障碍拿掉。
Or you take your staff away.
我们跟神的阻隔。
So we basically we take away that gap between us and God.
那这个我们祷告才可以达到神面前。
And that is how our prayer can reach to God.
所以有时候我们帮别人代祷如果这个代祷要有果效，也需要悔改。
In order for a prayer to be effective, we need to improve in this way.
要悔改，我们本
身。We need to repent.
Yeah, 因为我们跟神之间的障碍拿掉，我们为别人代祷才能达到神面前。
If we can remove this gap of sin between us and God, then that is when our prayers can be effective.
所以不是为自己祷告才需要悔改。
It is not praying just for yourself that you have to repent.
所以悔改的力量是非常的大。
The prayer of power of repentance is very, very great.
我以前在这里有见证过。
And I had once testified here.
有一个弟兄他有淋巴癌。
And there is a brother with a lymph node cancer.
后来他去手术把这个淋巴拿把那个癌症拿掉。
And then it was after the operation, removed the cancerous lymph nodes.
到现在已经十一年。
And it has been 11 years.
这十一年有两次他这个又发出来。
And during these 11 years, there were two times that it came back.
他给医生看了，他说你这个已经复发了。
And the doctors had said that, yeah, this has now, it's back again.
那他就在家里彻底悔改祷告。
And actually at home, he repented and prayed.
两次那个发出来的又缩回去了。
And rather, the two times I came back, it actually had diminished.
所以他见证说，哎，真的悔改祷告很有功效。
So having this prayer of repentance, it is very effective.
所以在这里尼希米，我跟我父家都有罪。
And here, Nehemiah says, "My father's house and I have sinned."
那但以理书里面在描写但以理的祷告也是这样。
And in the book of Daniel, it also describes the prayer of Daniel.
他没有说他们有罪。
He didn't say they have sinned.
我们都有罪。
He says we all have sinned.
求你赦免我们。
May you forgive us.
那这样的祷告是大有功效的。
And that is a prayer that brings efficacy.
好，我们回来看第一章。
Let's look back at chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. Remember, I pray, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. Verse 9. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out to the farthest part of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. 10. Now these are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand.
这个地方尼希米在祷告的时候，他就是抓住神的应许。
When Nehemiah was praying, he grabbed onto the promises of God.
因为神的应许一定会实现。
Because God's promises will come true.
神不会背负他自己。
God will not negate himself.
我们遇到什么困难？
When we come into contact with difficulties.
第一个就是从圣经来找圣经有什么应许。
We go to the Bible to see what kind of promises it has.
那抓住应许，凭着信心祷告，让那个应许就会实现。
The grasp on the promises and to use faith when you pray, these promises will come true.
有时候我们一生抓住神的几个应许，就会有很多体验。
And in our lifetime, we grasp onto these promises of God, we will have a lot of experiences.
所以这里他提到神的应许犯罪神就要把它分散在列国。
And so over here, it talks about how the promises is that if it will scatter you among the nations if you are unfaithful.
但是如果归向神，谨守诫命，神就会把他带回来。
But if you return to God, you keep his commandments, he'll bring you back.
那现在他们被掳到巴比伦，在那边都是彻底的悔改，因为这是很痛苦的经验。
So now they're gathered in Babylon, and they repent fervently, and this is for them to remember.
所以求神照着他的应许来成全，带领他们回来重建这个殿。
And allow for their God's promises to become true, so that they can come back to the holy temple.
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11. Verse 11. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name, and let your servant prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer.
所以最后一句话，在王面前蒙恩，这是他最后祷告的重点。
It said, grant him mercy in the sight of this man, and that's the last phrase of his prayer.
所以这祷告做完之后，就有施恩的手在帮助他。
And so it was after this prayer, there was the good hand, gracious hand that was helping.
那在尼希米的重建圣城的过程当中，
and during this the course of rebuilding the wall,
他都是不断的呼求神。
He never endingly asked and pleaded from God.
我们看第四章第四节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads. and give them as plunder to a land of captivity.
So, 我的神啊，求你垂听。
Oh, our, hear, O our God.
因为他遇到啊一群人来反对他们建殿。
He encountered a group of people that were amidst adversity.
他需要神来帮助他，让他能够坚强。
He needed God to help him to strengthen him.
所以求神垂听。
So please hear, O our God.
我们再看第五章的十九节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 19.
五章十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 19. Verse 19. Remember me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people.
我的神啊，求你纪念我为百姓所行的事，施恩于我。
Remember me, my God, for the good I have done for this people.
所以这个在告诉我们，我们在服侍神的过程啊，遇到每一件事情，不论顺不论不顺啊，都要呼求神。
So it tells about in our servitude that through the thick and thin, we need to always cry out to God.
那在神的施恩的带领之下，就会渐渐一直把走过去，把这个墙盖好。
And God's gracious hand will allow you to have this wall to be accomplished and built.
我们看第六章十四节。
If let's look at chapter 6, verse 14.
第六章十四节。
Verse 14.My God, remember Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these their works, and the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets who would have made me afraid.
再一次遇到困难，我的神啊。
He faced difficulty, oh my God.
求你纪念我们所做的事。
Remembering according to these their works.
再看九章的二十二节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 22.
九章二十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 22. Verse 22. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations, and divided them into districts. So they took possession of the land of Sihon, the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan.
没有关系。我们现在来看诗篇的十六篇第八节。
Let's go to Psalm 16, verse 8.
诗篇十六篇的第八节。
Psalm 16, verse 8. 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
这里说我将神常常摆在我面前。
It says here, I often have set the Lord always before me.
那神在我右边，他与我同在，我就不会动摇。
Because if he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
所以我们在服侍神，要常常把神请到，或者说呼求神，好像他常常与我们同在。
So in our servitude to God, we just put the Lord by us, so that he always will be with us and help us.
我们的心就不会动摇。
And then our heart will not be moved.
就能够继续侍奉，一直到我们侍奉完毕。
So we continue to serve until it is in the end.
神施恩的手。
God's gracious hand.
借着尼希米的祷告帮助他。
Through Nehemiah's prayer had helped him.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
354.
Please sing hymn 354.
And
toward the latter end of April, we will have our next spiritual convocation.
我们需要神施恩的手来帮助我们。
We ask God, His gracious hand, to help us.
但是我们有我们的本分。
And we all have our responsibilities.
就是我们要每天为这个灵恩布道会祷告。
And that is, we need to pray for this spiritual convocation daily.
我们礼拜六会前有半个钟头祷告。
And on Saturdays, we have our half an hour prayer in the morning.
大家踊跃来教会祷告。
Let's all come to this prayer in the morning.
那再来就是我们的本分就是带慕道朋友。
And then also our responsibility is to bring truth seekers and friends.
那如果我们没有办法带慕道朋友，我们看到慕道朋友给他们打招呼。
And if we are not able to bring any friends, at least we can say hello to our friends.
让他们觉得来到教会很温暖。
That they can experience that coming to church is warm.
或者讲一些我们个人信仰的体验，我们的心得。
And also to share our testimonies and experiences.
啊，我们生命改变的这些体验。
And the improvement and changes in our lives.
啊，那这样也是做圣工。
And this is doing this holy work as well.
所以我们尽我们的本分，求神怜悯。
We do our due diligence and ask God to have mercy on us.
求主施恩的手帮助我们。
And ask His God's gracious hand to help us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.